Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, the originator, the curator, the connector, the conductor of the Good Day image. It is in my, I'm in charge, or no, it is my charge to take care of this wonderful phrase.
Charge forward.
The Good Day phrase, which I happen to own.
Congratulations.
That is kind of, it's funny how that stuff happens. Anyway, and the guys at Fox used it, and I was very nice, and they stopped on their own using it. I didn't send them a letter and threaten them or anything. So
well, they knew it was coming.
Yes, right. They were afraid of me. I'm sure they were.
Afraid
right.
of you and your big legal team.
Exactly. Arthur White charges me $240 an hour. How much do you suppose, he's my lawyer, he replaced Aaron who retired. How much do you suppose the guys at News Corp pay for lawyers? And wow. How many of them do you have? They have
they
on staff.
They get $240 to go have coffee.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They don't go to the bathroom for $240.
No, of course not. Heavens, why would they do that? All right, coming up in a moment, the Oak Ridge boys, who happen to be down in the seat of the storm. I don't know which storm it is. They like the Republicans, so they're playing at the Republican National Convention, so we thought we'd have a little fun with the Oak Ridge boys. It seems to me we've had them on a couple times.
Oh, yeah. We've had them on many times.
Well, I don't, but a lot of people confuse Oak Ridge boys with Alabama. And they probably get upset about that. Shall I suggest it to them, or shall I not?
No, I mean, you know, hey, listen, you're in the same genre, just Alabama's more to the rock, southern rock side of it than the Oak Ridge boys are. They're more in the traditional country.
So if you're trying to, in your own mind, figure out which group is which, here are a few of the Oak Ridge boys' biggest charting tunes.
Yes, I'm setting fans free, even though I love her still.
Montage of the Oak Ridge Boys.
If I held her against her. Seems everything I buy these days.
Yeah, I love this one.
It's a good song. Yeah. And pretty much right on.
Or I try to my video game. Thank God it bears bad for while.
Later in the hour, Uri Geller joins us, I think, as well, is he right?
We're checking right now.
All right, so hopefully Uri will be around. This is actually Beyond Good Day, the hour in which we can spend a little more time on some of the things that may actually, when you think about it, mean something to you. And in terms of music, these guys have... I always think of them and the Statler brothers together.
That's who you're more likely to confuse them with.
Yeah, right. All right, so Oak Ridge Boys supposed to be joining us from the convention floor at the Republican National Convention in a moment or two. Coming up to 10 past the hour on Good Day.
I'll take her riding on a Friday night.
Throw it over to Maria Frazier for a check on weather on the 10s.
Thanks, Nick. The Labor Day week is going to be a beauty with nothing but sunshine and appliance savings across the area, including deals on refrigerators, washers, and dryers.
Deals on the top 10 appliance brands don't show up just anywhere. Head to the Sears Labor Day event now and get up to 30% off appliances. Plus, save an extra 5% with your Sears card.
So keep that umbrella handy. It will be raining savings.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 26/96.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Why did you do this? I told you not to play Elvira.
I can't not do it.
Oh, my God, what a pain you are.
How do you not play Elvira?
I want to highlight some of the other Oak Ridge Boys music, not Elvira. Bobby Sue, Dream On, American Made, Fancy Free, Thank God for Kids. No, we don't either. 13 after the hour on Good Day. Here's John Bonthal, one of the preeminent Oak Ridge Boys. Is that a good way to describe you? You like that adjective, preeminent, John? I mean, Joe, what did I say?
Joe, that's okay. You know, a lot of people call me John for some reason, and I just say John, but I'll be Joe today, and it's great to talk to you, sir. And, preeminent. That's a good word for early in the day.
I like that, yeah. Preeminent. All right, so the Oak Ridge...
I agree with your producer. Elvira must be played. It's like the law or something.
You have to do it. All right. I just like some of the other things. As I'm not one who likes to go down the same road too many times. I like to switch it up a little bit. Maybe that was from my days as a disc jockey where you played the same songs over and over and over. Yeah. If I've heard Elvira once, I've heard Elvira 1,000 times until I want to put a gun to my head. Not because it's bad, but it's
I'll tell you a funny story about that, Doug. We were booked in Anchorage, Alaska, like in 1982.
Yep.
And it was the first time we'd ever been to Alaska, and they had a Labor Day Elvira weekend where the big country station there played nothing but Elvira for three solid days a night.
Oh,
I'll be honest
God.
With you, man. I thought when we got off the plane, people would throw ice balls at us.
Yeah. I think that, yeah.
So, I mean, and we talked about this with another band's song, you know, one of their big hits. How do you make that fresh every single time?
Because you got to play it every time you're in concert.
30 years. How do you make still have fun with it?
I think it's the audience that makes it fresh, man. As soon as we go into Elvira, I say to the audience, it's time, let's just sing Elvira, and the whole place goes crazy.
Yeah.
I think the people really want to hear the song from us, and because they do, it kind of fires us up for it, too. I agree with you. The Oak Ridge Boys have had a lot of great songs over the years. I don't know if Elvira is one of the great ones, but it was the big magical one that put us on the map.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we can't walk to an airport and some dude don't go, hey, man, oom-pa-pa-mow-mow, baby. They don't yell, dream on, you know. They yell Elvira, so.
All right, so, Joe, what gives you a tingle? What gives you goosebumps after playing and working with this group, the Oak Ridge Boys, for all the years? By the way, you can see the history and get a lot of cool info on the Oak Ridge Boys by going to their website, Oak Ridge Boys, all one word, oakridgeboys.com. But what, after all these performances, gives you a tingle?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I think we're going to have an incredible tingle tonight here at the Republican National Convention, going out there on stage and singing Amazing Grace a cappella.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I think that's going to be a moment. And I'm excited about it now. In fact, when we're done talking, we're going over there to do a sound check for tonight. And, you know, originally we came down here to open the whole event with the national anthem.
Right.
That was supposed to be yesterday afternoon. And as you know, because of the weather concerns, that went away. And they had to, like, fold Monday into Tuesday and so forth and so on. And we kind of thought that our performance went away.
Yeah.
So we'll just do a bunch of press and maybe hear a few cool speeches and head back to Tennessee. You know, it's not like we're not busy. But all of a sudden we hear from the Romney campaign that they would like to hear the Oak Ridge Boys sing Amazing Grace a cappella. Man, the boys are here. They got to sing.
Right.
So it's like all of us. It was like a promotion, actually. It's going to be a big moment, I think, tonight to sing Amazing Grace a cappella
right there
on the floor of the convention. I think it's pretty cool. So that would give me a tingle tonight.
Here's a philosophical question. Joe Bonsall is here from the Oak Ridge Boys, and they're performing at the Republican National Convention. There are those, and I may be one of them, who have changed my stripes. In a sense, I used to do, this program has been on the air starting 24 years next month. And, or actually, is it 25 years next month? Yeah, it is, from 1988 to Yeah, we're going into our 25th year. I almost forgot that.
Who's counting?
Yeah, anyway. So,
congratulations, Doug.
Thank you. Over the years, I've had it both ways. I've played politics and I've stayed away from politics. And my concern actually came about in a conversation with Ed McMahon, who no one knew what his real politics were because he didn't want to offend anybody on either side because he was a salesman. He was a pitchman. And so I wonder, and I sort of adopted that because I want to attract as many people into this tent as I can. So I don't talk about politics. I mean, most people know where I am. They know that I'll vote for Romney. And so, but I'm certainly happy to talk to people about other things and give everybody an equal shot. But at the end of the day, do you, and have you ever examined, have you and the boys ever talked about how you may limit the potential number of people who would be your fans by being as out there politically as you are?
Well, you know, we've been around a long time, and in all honesty, we never take politics to our stage at all. Mm-hmm. But you'd have to live in a cave not to know that the Oak Ridge Boys bus kind of leans over to the right so much it almost flies off the road.
Right.
We're
right.
Very conservative guys. We're conservative thinkers. We're common sense guys.
Yeah.
And to us, it's just a matter of common sense.
Mm.
And the policies of today don't seem to ring true.
No, nobody's. I'm not disputing. You and I would agree 100%. We'd have a short conversation because we'd agree. The only thing is you're selling.
Let me give you a great example. Today on Twitter, now I've been tweeting. I do the tweets at Oak Ridge Boys.
Yep.
And I've been tweeting all of the things we've been doing down here.
Did
we've
you
got
to check
a tweet
that?
This morning that was so much fun. This person tweeted to us and said, "I won't be watching the Republican National Convention. I don't agree with these politics, but I still love you guys. I'll see you at the Clay County Fair."
All right, so there you go.
Very good.
All right, that's fine.
All right, but Joe, here's the question.
I don't think it's hurting us that much. I think we're getting away with it.
You're playing to a country audience. We all know which way the country audience in general leans, so no big deal. So, but question, have you ever had to call a politician that you don't agree with and have and serve a cease and desist from them using your song on the stump?
No, we've never had to do that, and I know that's going on a lot lately. And I remember even Bruce Springsteen getting all upset about Born in the USA. I think George Bush was using it there for a little while, and I know there's been a lot of that lately. And no, man, I think if somebody wants to use our song, I think that's really cool.
So that's a promotion. It's all promotion.
If President Obama stepped out on stage and started using Dream On, you'd be okay with it?
I think so. You know, I don't know that we'd put up a big stink over it. No, I
like that.
Know.
That's
class,
though. I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I don't think we'd put up a big stink, no.
You know, one of the things that I liked about George Bush the father was the fact that he loved country music, still does love country music. I think you performed for him and a number of other presidents. I mean, you can't be as big as the Oak Ridge Boys are and not having been in front of various presidents, but it is kind of cool that people take you for what you are, and that is really good musicians.
Right.
30, how many years on the road? 30? Some?
Oh, my gosh. This group, the four of us together as the Oak Ridge Boys, next year we'll celebrate 40 years being together.
God bless you. Good for you.
Yeah,
Joe, good to talk to you. Have fun there tonight. We'll watch and see what happens. A cappella, Amazing Grace. That's tonight at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. How's the weather, by the way? Is the storm gone pretty much?
We have pretty much a sustained wind down here of about 3 miles an hour, and it's sunny.
Nothing big. Okay. Joe,
so
good to talk
good.
To you. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you, brother.
Yes,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. My pleasure. Joe Bonsall from the Oak Ridge Boys here on Good Day. It's pretty good stuff, Rich. He's 21 after the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Modulate, Richie.
I'm all about overmodulating, bro.
Right. Jackson's victory. We're just talking about the folks down at the RNC convention. Oak Ridge boys are there. Jackson's probably would not have gone to the RNC convention. I'm guessing that they probably would have been at the Obama convention. Jay Leno laughing last night about the stats we were talking about last Thursday or Friday. The poll came out and showed basically zero support among blacks for
Romney.
Yeah. I thought was amusing, actually. Anyway, the Jackson Victory Tour broke the record for concert ticket sales on this date in 1984. The group surpassed the 1 million mark in 2 months. They sold tickets to, they were every night on the road. And they were filling up stadiums like you wouldn't believe. So that was the Victory Tour, 1984. All right, let's move over to the, I suppose, darker side of the road. Although, this is amusing. Nothing else. You'll hear different stories about how NBC's trying to crawl out of this. But the fact is, you can still see it. I think it was captured. When Neil Armstrong died, on the NBC website, they announced that Neil Young had died.
Yeah.
So Neil Young heard, people were coming to him, it was everywhere, Facebook, Neil Young's dead, my God!
Pinch me, am I still
so
here?
So Neil Young went public and I don't know where you guys are getting your information, but I'm still fine.
But it said astronaut Neil Young.
Neil Young, right.
Now,
okay.
Neil Young's been to space before, but I don't know if he's ever been to outer space.
Not to that space.
He's just been on a few long trips,
right.
Man.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so Neil Young is still with us. All right, something else to celebrate musically, going to this date in 1993. Billy Joel. I'm not a big Billy Joel fan, but I've always dug this song. The album River of Dreams was number one in the U.S. It was the first album to debut at number one and stay there. It was there for 3 or 4 weeks. The tracks were sequenced in the order they were written, starting with No Man's Land, The Great Wall of China, Blonde Over Blue, A Minor Variation, Shades of Grey,
You Didn't Start the Fire,
All About Soul, Lullaby, Good Night My Angel, River of Dreams, and so forth. So, again, this is kind of cool.
My grandmother was a huge fan. She loved him.
Really? All right, I want to get to some things going on here communication-wise. First of all, our social media, Heather, what are we following? What are we have a couple of different questions that are floating around.
From yesterday, Doug, we had a question posted. Do you think Americans, I am a little further down on the page here. Let's bring that back to yesterday. That was, should doctors have the choice to refuse treating a patient due to obesity? That has gotten so much conversation going on. There's nearly 20 comments on there, and it seems to be really, really important to people. Obviously, the consensus on there is, the opinion is they do not feel that they should have the right, but people have really gone in depth with their own stories. And today we're talking about having a little scrolling problems here, but we've got it together now.
Scrolling up, are you?
Scrolling up, and here we are.
Stop scrolling up. Scroll down.
With the cost of gas due to be on the increase again, what are some ways we can protest? Tim says, I hate the high cost. Lucky for me, I only drive approximately 500 miles a year, amazingly enough.
500 miles a year?
A year. So I don't know where he's going. He's not going that far. Maybe he's walking.
He's launching missiles or doing something weird.
Jeff says, try to outlaw hurricanes. There's a thought.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, have at it.
Platforms going. Yeah. All right. Other comments are welcome. It's a good day show. It's facebook.com/gooddayshow and Twitter @gooddayshow. I believe Uri is going to join us in a few moments. Is that correct, Richie?
Is Uri going to join us?
Yes, he is. Yes. All right. Uri Geller next on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan Competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmond Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse Competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search #MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Have you heard? Now there's a male enhancement formula clinically tested to work on demand, and you're invited to try it risk-free. TestoCharge is guaranteed to give you the edge you need when you need it. All-natural TestoCharge has ingredients shown to increase libido and boost performance. TestoCharge is safe and it works. With TestoCharge, you'll experience an increase in romantic desire, so you'll be ready when the time comes. And with TestoCharge, you'll get an extra boost in performance, giving you both a night you'll never forget. See why TestoCharge is being called the natural alternative every man should know about. Get your risk-free trial, but hurry. This offer is only for a limited time. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement product you've been waiting for. Just call 1-800-764-7415. That's 1-800-764-7415.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, actually, this hour devoted to things that are more sometimes penetrating. We can spend a little more time digging into things that are meaningful. And your actions, how you think ahead before you act. Sometimes people don't think. I'm a victim of that. I do things sometimes and don't think about the consequences. And sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not so good. You have the advantage if you think about things. Uri Geller is here. He is a winner. He likes to teach you how to be a winner. And I think, Uri, keeping ahead of conditions that might distract you, thinking about what you say, thinking about what you do. We're all so busy. How do you advise people who may come to you and ask you for a little help? How do we not fail or fall into a pit that sometimes is easy to do because we just don't think our actions and and subsequent things, sometimes you don't really think about the consequences of actions?
Well, you know, Doug, I'm very much like you in my life or throughout all these last decades. When I started kind of being independent and, you know, doing performances worldwide, writing my books and designing my jewelry, I too kind of think from the heart rather than from the brain. And I don't follow through the consequences that can materialize because of a wrong decision. And I look at those as, you know, little lessons in life, the obstacles that you have to go through. That is a lesson. And most of the people who come to me and ask for help are either in the department of health, and I don't do that because I'm not a healer. So every time I get an email from someone who is sick, I tell them stick to the medical arena, go and see a good doctor, an expert in the field that you're, you know, sick in or whatever you need, go to a doctor. Don't go into mumbo jumbo. Most of the other emails, are about money. How do I become successful? When will it happen?
Which
what
is
do I
really
have
the
do?
It is, you don't measure success even though you've done well. You probably could have made more money had you done some things differently. I know I certainly could have. But we all make choices, and sometimes the decisions are educated decisions, and sometimes they're not.
That is true, and you know what we all have to understand is that wealth is no measure of success in life. Success isn't about where you are in life. It's basically about the obstacles you've overcome. And in life, there should be no half measures. I tell everyone, go all the way. And you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to have that confidence.
But it's easier said than done. If you really get right down to brass tacks, all that stuff, and I say this frequently, you've heard me say this before. Yeah, yeah, there are people who say, well, you got to do this, and you should do that, and you ought to do that. Okay, that's swell. You're telling me I ought to, but I don't have the tools. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the experience. I haven't been there before. I don't know how to do it. So please help me. Tell me how to do it. Because that's more helpful than, you got to do this, you got to do that, right?
It's easier, you know, Doug, it's easier to achieve success now than 35, 40, 45 years ago because basically there's social networking. And I think that the key to success is networking. The key to success is being an extrovert. The key to success is pushing yourself. If someone slams a door in your face, you walk through it. Also, you must learn to accept yourself before you can expect others to accept you. You've got to understand that this is what life is about. Who you know, when you know, the timing. Timing is crucial. Good luck is crucial. Luck is that energy that comes from the universe and touches you. Mm-hmm. So if you are lucky, if you have good luck, then more things will be available for you. It's like, you know, I look at my daughter Natalie, who 5 years ago decided that she's going to go to Hollywood and become an actress because she finished a very prestigious acting school in England. And I told her, you know, Nat, be ready for the kind of the surprise in life that, first of all, you must understand there are another million actresses sitting there, you know, from all over the world waiting for that moment. Yeah. And that moment to 99% of them never comes. And then you've got to understand and accept that, okay, let me go on. Let's do other things in life. So it's very much who you know at the right time, Doug. And then the timing is crucial. And then your knowing other people that influenced you, say, 2 or 3 years ago. If you only knew about networking, you would have kept in touch with them because you never know which person you might need to help you on the way up or on the way down, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I network. I don't forget people. Mm-hmm. And one good advice is to stay in touch. Send them the card in Christmas. It's easy to do today with the internet. Send them a hello every 3 or 4 months because they will remember you in a positive light. If they remember you in a positive light and you come to them for help, they will help you. There are so many elements, how you look, what you wear, how you speak. It's amazing because for instance, let's take Fifth Avenue in New York, you walk into an expensive watch shop. If you look like a bum and you are with torn jeans and scruffy hair, and if you wear a Rolex on your arm, they will take you very seriously.
Right. It's how you look.
One little symbol will turn them to believe, make them believe that, hey, this is a wealthy guy, but he looks scruffy.
All right. Now I'm going to bring you back. Let's see if you remember. And I don't know how many years ago it was, but I'm betting it was 6 or 7 years ago anyway.
Yeah.
You and I went into the Nike store on Fifth Avenue and decided we were going to buy ourselves a bunch of Nike shoes. You remember that? We sat, it was hilarious. We tried because people recognized who you were. I think everybody was in trail. I think Hannah was there, you and I and Shipping. I think the kids were along as well. We all bought a bunch of, and I kept, there were 2 or 3 pairs of, I don't know what we call them. They're not really shoes, but Nikes that I kept. I think the last one wore out sometime last year. But every time I put those on, I would think about us being in that store together and thinking of what it is that, you know, I mean, I would not normally go there, but we went in, had a great time. So I couldn't help but think that those shoes had really good energy attached to them. And that's kind of what it's all about, isn't it?
It's also the approach of how you deal with people, how you speak to people. If you're charming and nice and kind.
And yeah, you wear all of those things.
And courteous. And
yeah.
You throw them a few little, you know, you
say,
hey,
right.
You look great today.
Yeah.
I love that dress on you today. Wow, what are you wearing? Is that what's the name of that perfume? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Those things, that's a psychological angle, a subliminal angle to reach people's mind and say, I like this guy. I'm going to be nice back to that person. I'll open doors to that person.
Yeah.
So as you can see, there's so many little tips that you have to learn in life on the road to success. And those, you ask me, how do I do it? That's how you do it.
People love that stuff because we all want to feel good about ourselves. We want
exactly. And also, Doug, don't expect more than you would be willing to give.
Yes.
Think of that. Think
well,
of
it's the old, it's the golden rule, isn't it? Give unto others as you would have them give unto you. And if you want to improve your life, you want to be around, you like to be around people like you who make you feel good. Bill Clinton was a master at that, and
sure,
still
and
is,
he still is,
frankly. Yeah, he still
yeah.
is.
And again, it's about controlling things, or control. And I'm not talking about freak controls now, you know, control freaks who are, you know, overdo it. But you can never expect to be able to control what goes on outside if you're not capable of controlling what goes on inside.
All right, let me ask
so remember
you,
that.
Let me ask you a question. Uri Geller's with us. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller, when you are thinking ahead, I guess I never have asked you this question in any conversation we've ever had. I know how you started.
Uh-oh, Uri.
But no, I wonder along the way, have you planned a month ahead, a year ahead? Did you see yourself 20 years ago being where you are now? In other words, how do you advise people to plan their journey? Is there a danger of planning too far ahead because you won't know what, you know, it's kind of like the person on television or
yeah.
radio who has all of his or her questions written out, and somebody will say something and the interviewer's not even listening. They're on to the next question and they have already had an answer to it.
Well, Doug, with me, it kind of, you know, my answer might disappoint you, but basically I wanted to succeed because out of necessity we're so
uh-huh.
poor. So I made a goal in my mind to be famous, rich. That was a goal, and then I let it go. I said I created the goal, be rich and famous, make a lot of money to help my mother stop working. When I materialized that concept in my mind, then I went with the flow, Doug. There were no plannings. I was like a car, and I said this, I think, on your show once, a car driving pitch darkness from, say, New York to Chicago. And my life is like the headlamps of that car. Mm-hmm. I only see 30 meters ahead, and then I unfold my life into those 30 meters. I don't see more than that. Then I reach that point, and then the headlamps shine another 30 meters.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see my life. I go with the flow. I let things happen. I hope for the best. I pray to God. I say, give me a little help, and then these things come into my life, and they materialize, and they happen. It's uncanny how they happen.
Yeah.
So again, it's that you know, law of attraction.
And
think
so those
positive,
of us,
and it'll come to you.
Those of us who have not mastered that, even though we've been around you, I don't think that I have mastered that by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, I'm going to challenge you and say that's kind of a load of bull.
Too much volatility. Why do you say it's too low?
I look at what you've done, Uri, and I just have a hard time believing that you think of something that's only right. Like your television shows. There had to have been some pre-thought into that took a year or two to make it come to fruition.
Wait, hold on. You, when you create a, you know, a creative aspect of some television show, a concept of TV show, of course you work hard to materialize it. But once it materializes and it's successful, then when I created my show in Israel, in small Tel Aviv, 7.5 years ago, it was so successful that NBC snapped it up.
Sure.
And then Germany snapped it up, Holland, Turkey, Russia, etc. So you've got to be successful. And the secret of success is originality. If you're original in what you create, it'll take off by its own.
Yeah.
And you have said this and so
That's
many other people, 80% of success is just showing up. It is. You get, you know, you're there and you pay attention.
There's so much truth to that. Yes, I know so many people who never even leave the house.
Yeah.
And when you show up, Doug, you use all those little tips that I talked about before. Be nice, charming, smile, compliment a lot of people, network with them, and then it'll have to be positive. It'll be successful. That's a law of the universe. I'm a huge believer in that law.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot change it. It's like, did you ever wonder why when you drop a pencil, it falls onto the floor? Because there's a law of gravity. You can't change that. And I do believe that you cannot change that other law, which is called the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're
attract
right about that.
Positive, yes. Beautiful things into your life, and you will see that it's not a load of bull. They will start materializing.
Yeah. All right, well, let's keep that in our minds as we move forward. Uri's always great for some great input, great advice, and so it's always appreciated. Uri, talk to you again next week. Uri Geller's website, URIGELLER. Yeah, thanks a lot, Richie. It's
The guy does so much, and you're just like, how do you not plan for the things that he's able to accomplish?
That's far before the hour,
hard.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
How many American soldiers have received the Purple Heart Award? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Since World War II, 1.7 million American soldiers have been awarded the Purple Heart, including almost 1 million during World War II and 200,000 during the Vietnam War. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
All right, so this is button number 2, is it not?
This is.
Number 1 and number 2. Can we, like, skip over the first 4 and go to number 5 most of the time?
You want to go to number 5? Button number 5? Yeah.
Button number 5,
yeah,
please.
I can do that.
All right, what's behind door number 5?
It's this right here.
Yeah.
That's
good.
That's button number 5.
All right, I'm tired. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Good night, Crazy.
Good night.
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Isaac, soon to become a hurricane. As for landfall, the key questions are where and when. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Still a tropical storm, Isaac should become a Category 1 hurricane later on today. The storm still moving through the Gulf of Mexico. Landfall expected overnight into early tomorrow. The area under a hurricane warning extends from Morgan City, Louisiana, east to the Alabama-Florida border. And yes, the warning area does include New Orleans, which was hit by Katrina 7 years ago tomorrow. Anita Foster of the Red Cross says her organization is ready to provide necessities such as food and shelter, as well as mental health workers to help those who went through this in 2007.
To have another hurricane pointed right at them, you know, the exact same path on the anniversary date is really just insult to injury for people that have already been through so much.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu expressing confidence his city can get through this, and he says no one will be forced to leave.
There will not be a mandatory evacuation order for those living within the levee system. Again, I would urge those living outside of the levee system to seriously think about leaving because you could be potentially in harm's way.
Meanwhile, to the east, in Tampa, Florida, Isaac has caused an unconventional start to the Republican National Convention, which did officially come to order yesterday. But a short time later, Republican National Committee Chairman Ryan Priebus brought the opening to a temporary close.
The 2012 Republican National Convention stands in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
The convention is expected to get going again today with speeches tonight from Ann Romney, wife of the soon-to-be presidential nominee, and the keynote address from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who spent part of the day yesterday refuting a newspaper report that he turned down a chance to be Mitt Romney's running mate because he thought Romney can't win. Christie called it a piece of shoddy reporting and said no one at the newspaper ever talked to him about this. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you... There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a mixed bag for the markets yesterday. The Dow fell 33 points, closing at 13,125. S&P down a fraction of a point. NASDAQ up 3 points. Oil prices were down 68 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.47. U.S. weapons sales at a record high. The nonpartisan Congressional Research Service reports that American sales of weapons tripled in 2011. The $66 billion total includes more than $33 billion in sales to Saudi Arabia. The Saudis, India, and United Arab Emirates are the three biggest buyers of American weapons. Couple of closing notes related to hurricanes. With all the criticism aimed daily at meteorologists, fair to say great strides have been made over the years in the weather prediction business, especially as it pertains to tropical systems. But Doppler radar and computer models can only do so much. You also need to get up close and personal with these storms. Air Force Reserve Captain Nicole Mitchell is one of those who flies directly into these tropical storms and hurricanes, as she did with Isaac. She says there's a lot to do when flying right into the belly of the beast.
We fly right inside the storm, do cross-section, so that also gives a feel of how large the storm is, how far out those damaging winds go.
Captain Mitchell says, yes, it can be dangerous, but that's not something she dwells on as she gathers all that critical information. As for what we all do on the ground to prepare for an approaching storm like Isaac, well, most of us tend to stock up on the stuff we need, such as
batteries and flashlights and water.
We have water at home.
Got some water.
Batteries.
About to put up shutters.
Batteries, flashlights, water, putting up shutters, all good. Of course, don't forget milk, bread, and toilet paper. Grocery stores always run out of those when a storm is on the way. There are others who define the word essentials a different way.
You always got to have the correct essentials. You need plenty of water, but you also need plenty of beer.
That's one way to ride out a storm. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.